In this episode of A-Level Political Ideologies, I'll be talking about the political philosopher Robert Nozick. Born, studying, and working in the USA, Robert Nozick was a Harvard professor who was central to the creation of the New Right conservative movement in the late 1970s, 1980s. His book, 1975's Anarchy, State, and Utopia, was a challenge to John Rawls, the liberal political philosopher's book, A Theory of Justice, and he argued for some very interesting ideas that advocated a form of neoliberalism, which, when fused with neoconservatism, was to form the New Right philosophy. The main premise of his work is an advocation for the principle of libertarianism, which rejects the ideas of the welfare state, rejects the idea of redistributing wealth within a country, and strongly advocating for property rights and individual profits, which should be kept by the individuals that create them. In creating these ideas, Robert Nozick actually went back to the liberal philosopher John Locke from the 16th, 17th century, whose main ideas were based on the ideas of liberty and property. And so Nozick argues that any attempt to interfere with an individual's liberty or property is therefore illegitimate. And so when states try to take away aspects of your property, which he also defines as your salary from the work that you do, aka taxation, is illegitimate and the state should not do it. He argued that this is legalized theft, or almost a kind of forced labor in which people are working but not gaining all of the things that they should get from the work that they do. His argument rests on the idea that whatever comes about by the voluntary consent of people that doesn't violate the rights of others is just and therefore should be allowed. So essentially, if the only thing that we can be sure of is that people should own themselves and own their own bodies, that the product of the labour that they do with their bodies is their own as well. So if a group decided to tax a person without their consent, which is what happens with taxes, they are taken from us without us kind of opting into them, then they are acting as if they owned a part of the person, because in this philosophical concept, the product of the labour is also part of the person. So that means that the person is almost being forced to work for the benefit of the group, which kind of creates an issue about who actually owns what, and does that therefore infringe on people's liberty. This links as well to Immanuel Kant's idea that people must always be ends in themselves rather than a means to another end. So by using that idea, he's arguing that taxation is a means to a different end, i.e. the redistribution of wealth within society in order to make it more fair and equal, but that means that the people are being used as a means to that end of a better society, which actually shouldn't be allowed in this philosophical concept. The result of this is that therefore the state should be very minimal, not get involved in people's lives at all. As an advocate for the free market as well, the government is also kind of not involved in people's lives, and you can call it a kind of night watchman state, that it is there in the background. If people do something particularly wrong or violate other people's rights, then it can step in, but otherwise you shouldn't even really notice that it's there at all. So Nozick was a very radical voice on this idea within political ideologies, and there were of course many critiques of his views. So some may argue that actually, well, if you value a person's rational nature, aren't you under a duty to enhance other people's capacity to exercise that nature? Or, you know, if you have more than enough, profit or resources, etc., that you should help others to pursue their own reasonable ends, because there are things that prevent people from achieving that kind of level of ability to do the things that they want to do in order to be truly free. An interesting other counterpoint as well is that proponents of libertarianism are arguing that people should not gain from other people's labour. But those same people will very, very rarely argue against inheritance rights, for example. Now, inheritance is money from your family that technically you did not work for, your family worked for. So in this philosophical scenario, should the state be taking everybody's wealth and resources when they die and not kind of pass them on? Because if the people who they are being given to have not worked for it, then isn't inheritance almost a form of welfare in that case? So there are some philosophical flaws within this idea, but it certainly massively changed the landscape of the 1980s with Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher taking Nozick's philosophy and embedding it very deeply into the policies which they introduced during their times as president or prime minister. So Robert Nozick's Anarchy, State and Utopia argued to revive classical liberalism as a serious option from the 1970s onwards. This neoliberal idea has underpinned the majority of political thought over the last kind of several decades. It advocates for a minimal state, a free market, and proposes that entitlement theory does not conflict with liberty, and that whatever results from a person's just use of justly held goods is itself just. This means that taxation and the welfare state are immoral, and people should be allowed to be self-interested individuals that look out for their own profits.